Greetings, greetings, everyone. Paul Temple here from the Diamond Light Network. Thanks for checking out my podcast. And this is podcast number 8, which is titled 7 Qualities of the Potential Human, or Remembering Who We Can Become. Now, all of my podcasts are rooted in a basic premise about human evolution and the human heart, which may be helpful for you to understand before delving into this particular segment. I will give a summary of the premise in a moment, or you could go and listen to the podcast number 1, which gives a full statement of that premise. As a prelude to our main topic today, here is a summary of the premise. And the title of the premise is The Next Step in Human Evolution. My premise is quite simple, but of great importance to the survival of our human species. It is about the next phase of human evolution. The premise is that humans can, and really must, continue to evolve so that we can grow into a more enlightened species and create a more peaceful and collaborative civilization here on Earth. We cannot solve the many, many challenges facing humanity with the same level of consciousness from which they were created. There is too much conflict and stagnation in our economic, political, and social structures to manifest the changes needed to create a bright and sustainable future for humanity on Earth. So I offer this vision for this evolutionary step. I invite people to consider the possibility that the next step in human evolution is to awaken the full potential of the human heart so that we can fully embody our spiritual nature and our higher consciousness. Now, most people know what I mean by the human heart. I'm not talking about the anatomical heart, nor the heart chakra, but to the energy center in our being that is the place of love, truth, courage, and deep knowing. Some call it the seat of the soul or the seed of divine consciousness that resides in every being. In most indigenous cultures, this heart-centered is considered an obvious and instrumental part of human existence. It connects us with truth and wisdom. It connects us with the ancestors and the creator and all beings. It is the moral compass, or more of a moral gyroscope, that keeps us centered, balanced, and on course. Now, Western rationalist culture has marginalized the heart as a mystical or poetic phenomenon. But I believe the heart center is much, much more than we are taught. In fact, I believe the heart center is one of the most profound, powerful, and untapped resources in human existence. I also believe that if a critical mass of humans were to activate their heart centers, that we could take not only an evolutionary step, but a quantum leap in our comprehension of human existence on Earth and in the universe, and thus come to create a very different kind of civilization than exists at this time on Earth. What is most remarkable about this simple solution is that you have the evolutionary potential to have a fully awakened heart. Right now, you can change the world by activating your heart center and helping humanity evolve. This is something anyone and everyone can do. Now, while the vision I offer may seem grandiose, my mission is very simple. To remind people of the great power and abilities of the heart centers, and to help us as a species remember who we can become as we activate our heart centers. Much of my intention is to simply initiate conversation about the reality of the heart center, and to invite people to feel and perceive the potential that exists in acknowledging the heart center. I invite you to come into this conversation. Talk to your friends about this premise, about the heart, and about our human potential. Bring awareness to the reality of the heart. So that concludes the summary of our basic premise. And now we move into this particular podcast topic, which is the 7 qualities of the potential human, or remembering who we can become. It is important to envision or to create a vision of who we can become as humans. Such a vision generates a path of progressive manifestation in our collective awareness. Athens, Rome, and the United States were not built in a day, but the vision for these participative democracies created the momentum over time to manifest these institutions of human collaboration. The 7 qualities of the potential human, which I will list below, but these qualities offer a piece of a new vision for humanity. And this vision is that we can evolve into an enlightened species that resides in a peaceful, collaborative civilization and is connected to quantum consciousness, as well as our fellow Earthlings. There are many ways and means to fulfill this vision, all of which will take time. It may take decades or even centuries, but we need to start now. Well, not actually start, because we are continuing the momentum of an ongoing progress, but we are at a critical tipping point, and we need to accelerate that momentum. The main path that I elucidate is for people to remember and activate the full potential of the human heart center. The heart is the heart of the matter. It is the nexus that connects and catalyzes change. It is the turning point and the common thread, the one thing that changes everything. The heart is much, much more than we are taught in Western culture. It is in each of us, waiting to be remembered and awakened. As we each individually open this portal, we move closer to a critical mass of an open-hearted humanity. Now, this is not a dogma to believe. It is not about a set of rules to abide by. It is not about a guru to follow. It is about you remembering and awakening your own center of truth and love, and realizing the immense power and sovereignty of your own luminous essence, which is connected to the divine, to love and truth. This connection resides in your heart. Now, again, it's not the anatomical heart that I speak of. It is this pearl of light in the center of the chest that is the seat of the soul and the seed of divine consciousness. As our sense of self begins to root from this heart center, our whole perspective on life, being, and mind can begin to shift. It is said that all things are connected, and it is through the heart that this connection happens. As we realize and feel this connection, it can change our daily thoughts, words, and actions. It can change our sense of relationship to ourselves, to the world around us, and to the entire universe. As the heart center self awakens, we can begin to realize that we are highly sensitive beings, sensitive to the vast play of subtle vibrational energies in the world. The initial layers of this sensitivity include what I call evolutionary skills. These are intuition, telepathic communication, empathy, clairvoyant perception, and working with healing energies. The development of these abilities has been part of the initiatory path in mystical traditions for centuries. In Eastern traditions, they are called the siddhis, or attainments from beneficial practice. Their awareness arises as the mind clears of cultural attachments and glamours. Many people already carry these gifts, but there is little training or support to understand them in our current world. I believe these abilities are actually in our genetic programming, but they have been repressed and dormant. So now is the time to remember and develop these skills. They are a key part of our evolutionary potential, the human beings that we can become, both individually and collectively. So here are the seven qualities of the potential human that are part of this vision of who we can become as a species. These statements are not immutable or carved in stone commandments. They are seed suggestions, constructs for a vision which can expand the possibility of who we are becoming as an evolving life form. You can play with them, build from them, and extrapolate as you like. They are ours as a species to shape and grow into. So I will start by listing the seven qualities, and then I'll explain a little bit about each one. So number one, heart-centered cognition. Number two, normalized connection with quantum consciousness. Number three, normalized connection with the luminous self. Number four, vibrational sensitivities. Number five, intuitive awareness. Number six, telepathic communication. And number seven, clairvoyant and empathetic perception. So number one, heart-centered cognition. We sense, perceive, and process information through the heart center so that the qualities of truth, love, compassion, equanimity, and the well-being of all being permeate our thoughts, words, and actions. Number two, normalized connection with quantum consciousness. Our understanding of mind includes regular connection and communication with higher awareness, multidimensional being, and unified consciousness. We live in realization of the unified connectedness of all being and move our lives in harmony with the cycles of life and the greater universe. Number three, a normalized connection with the luminous self. Within the context of number two, which is normalized connection with quantum consciousness, we know ourselves as incarnate beings on a soul path, and we learn how to access our own heart wisdom and higher soul awareness. Number four, vibrational sensitivities. We develop our abilities to perceive the many variations of subtle energy flows, including sensing healing and human energies with the hands, the heart, and the chakras. Number five, intuitive awareness. So within the context of number four, which is vibrational sensitivities, we learn to feel and to sense, to perceive into the energetic potential of people, activities, and events. We listen to guidance from our luminous self and quantum consciousness and become confident in our intuitive perception. Number six, telepathic communication. We learn to communicate with other humans, plant beings, animals, and multidimensional beings through the etheric and psychic planes. Through this, we begin to recognize the conscious awareness of other life forms and our ability to communicate with them telepathically. Number seven, clairvoyant and empathetic perception. We recognize the skills of psychic and empathetic perception. This is our inner seeing, our inner feeling, inner hearing and knowing of what is happening on the subtle and psychic planes. With these skills, we begin to perceive how past and future weave into the present moment and how our soul purpose is manifesting our life experience. So, these are the seven qualities of the potential human, qualities which are aspects of who we can become. I'll repeat them one more time. Heart-centered cognition. Normalized connection with quantum consciousness. Normalized connection with the luminous self. Vibrational sensitivities. Intuitive awareness. Telepathic communication. And clairvoyant and empathetic perception. So I invite you to watch, observe how these qualities are already manifest in you and in your life experience. It's good to acknowledge when they arise in you, when your intuition activates, when you communicate telepathically with a plant being or with an animal friend. Talk to your friends about these qualities. Compare notes on how you observe and develop them. By doing this, we bring the skills and awarenesses more and more into the constructs of our daily reality. These are some simple ways that we can begin to actualize and manifest and generate these awarenesses into our normal being, our collective normal awareness. So I thank you for listening. I hope you found this of benefit. To keep in touch, you can go to our website, diamondlightnetwork.com. There's lots of information there. There are other podcasts and blogs and instructional and informational videos. You can get on our email list through the website. We also have a Facebook group, Diamond Light Network, that you can join to keep informed about upcoming events and activities. So thank you. Good night. Namaste.